This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, February 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Ellie. Here's today's headlines. Unfreeze funds, judge tells Trump administration. SNAP is still a sticking point. And USTR pick says Mexican produce will be discussed in USMCA talks. Federal judge orders Trump administration to release funds. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to immediately unfreeze funds, including Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law dollars, and those paused by an Office of Management and Budget directive. U.S. District Judge John J. McConnell Jr. in Rhode Island said in an order issued yesterday that the administration was not complying with a temporary restraining order he issued last month that blocked the freezes. McConnell wrote that the initial order is, quote, clear and unambiguous, and there are no barriers to the administration's compliance with it. The temporary restraining order and latest order came at a case brought by 22 states and Washington, D.C., challenging the legality of Trump's executive orders and the memo issued by OMB that directed federal agencies to temporarily halt funding. Despite the initial order from McConnell and OMB's move to rescind the memo, states reported that the administration had still denied access to federal funds. Keep in mind, this is one of two cases challenging Trump's funding pauses. The judge in another case, filed by a group of nonprofit organizations, also temporarily blocked the administration's pause on aid. SNAP, a huge sticking point, Kamik says. Florida Representative Kat Kamik says SNAP work requirements have emerged as a huge sticking point in the House GOP struggle to agree on a budget plan. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania raising concerns about imposing work requirements on older Americans. Kamik, who spoke to AgriPulse on the sidelines of the crop insurance industry's annual meeting in Bonner Springs, Florida, says she's indifferent on whether Republicans move one reconciliation or two. House Speaker Mike Johnson insists the only way to enact all of President Trump's policy priorities is to put them all into one bill. The conventional wisdom would tell us that if we would only have the political will to do one, but it seems at this point that the Senate is hell-bent on two, and so at this point time, I am for whatever gets the priorities across the finish line, she said. Now keep in mind, House Freedom Caucus is pushing a two-step approach as well. The group yesterday proposed including $486 billion in spending cuts in a first bill that would fund Trump's border and military priorities and raise the debt ceiling. Trump's USTR pick, Mexico produce exports, will feature a USMCA review. Trump's nominee for U.S. Trade Representative says low-priced fruit and vegetable imports from Mexico will be part of discussions to review a regional trade deal. Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia submitted a question for the record following Jameson Greer's confirmation hearing last week, asking whether the USTR pick would help U.S. farmers being undercut by Mexican imports. Greer pledged to ensure the issue is raised during the 2026 U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement review. Why it matters? Well, the USMCA, negotiated during Trump's first term, eliminated barriers for most agriculture trade between the U.S. and Mexico. U.S. producers, particularly tomato growers in Florida, have complained that Mexico uses unfair trade advantages in the form of lower labor costs and higher levels of government support to undercut American farmers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Western Democrats urge resumption of wildfire prevention projects. 12 Western Senate Democrats urging the Bureau of Land Management to resume hazardous fuel reduction projects that after hearing reports of stop work orders issued by the agency. The fuels reduction projects are meant to combat wildfires under a wildfire crisis strategy adopted in the Biden administration, and the lawmakers say in a letter that they save lives and property, reduce the danger to firefighters, and return our lands to a fire-adapted ecosystem that can better withstand the threat to human life, communities, infrastructure, and property. These stop work orders and funding freezes jeopardize communities that depend on a robust federal response to our wildlife crisis, and also jeopardize small businesses, often in frontier and rural communities, that are contracted to do the work on the ground to reduce hazardous fuels, the senators say. Now take note, the senators say they worry Forest Service projects will be next. Dock workers nearing agreement with port employers. The wage scale committee for the International Longshoremen's Association has unanimously approved a new contract with employers at East and Gulf Coast ports. That agreement now needs to be ratified by the organization's rank and file members. In a release, the union said it would not make specific details of the agreement public. However, ILA President Harold Daggett said in a video yesterday that it includes record-setting wage increases, full protection against automation, and full container royalty funds returned to the union. If ratified, it would be in effect until September 30, 2030. Keep in mind, port workers had threatened to strike last month before coming to a tentative agreement with USMX, a group representing port employers. EPA extends comment period on chlorpyrifos. EPA will allow more time for comments on its proposal to revoke most food tolerances for chlorpyrifos, which has been the subject of controversy because of its effects on children. At high levels, exposures to organophosphate insecticides such as chlorpyrifos, quote, can result in physical effects such as tremors, fatigue, and nausea, EPA said when it proposed to revoke the tolerances in December. There is also concern for exposure to pregnant women and children since chlorpyrifos has been associated with neurodevelopmental effects, indicating it could impact the normal development of the nervous system during pregnancy or childhood. In accordance with an appeals court decision, tolerances for 11 food crops would be maintained. Alfalfa, apple, asparagus, tart cherry, citrus, cotton, peach, soybeans, strawberries, sugar beets, and spring and summer wheat. EPA said it would soon publish a notice allowing another 30 days for comment. The original comment period closed yesterday. FDA upgrades donut recall. FDA upgraded a recall on about 2 million baked goods, including donuts and other pastries sold at Dunkin', over possible Listeria contamination. Manufacturer FGF Brands, which distributes baked goods in the United States and Canada, initiated the voluntary recall last month. It covers a variety of donuts, apple fritters, and other pastries produced December 13th or earlier, according to the FDA. Last week, the recall was upgraded to Class 2, which the agency defines as a situation in which exposure to the products could cause temporary or medically reversible health consequences, or, quote, where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. In a statement, FGF clarified that donuts are safe to eat and the recall was precautionary. No donuts or food contact services at U.S. facilities ever tested positive for Listeria. Here's today's final word. Everyone is coming to the table because everybody has an ask. That Representative Kat Kamick of Florida on the many demands her GOP colleagues are making for a budget reconciliation bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, February 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.